This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, it's hump day, isn't it?
Weba.
Had to think about it. You know, I got all confused on the days this week. It is Wednesday, right?
It is.
It is Wednesday. Okay, let's talk about Rihanna, because she has done something for us ladies that I'm here for. She has come out with her maternity collection of Savage Fenty, and it's sexy maternity collection for moms and moms-to-be.
Okay.
I mean, she still looks hot even. She doesn't have to really create a maternity line. She looks good anyway, but...
But nah, I see the need for the line. You know what I'm saying? You know... You want to be sexy no matter what time of year it is, no matter how many months along you is.
And being pregnant doesn't make you feel so sexy. I don't care what anybody says. So you're like,
I don't know, man.
Well, maybe to you, it doesn't mean, imagine having
a
giant belly and you're walking around. Do you think we feel sexy all the time?
Just know, your man, he thinks you look sexy
they
pregnant.
Better. Yeah. They better. Some
do. Man, you know what? I'm going to just bust my barber out. Me and my barber were having this conversation when I was getting my hair cut. Because I was going to say, his wife is pregnant.
Aww.
So I'm like, man, he's a little pregnant belly. He's got the little sundresses, little tummy poking out, man. This is so cute. He's loving it, man.
You like it.
Yeah, I need to go cap. Yeah.
DZ, we learned something about him. He likes his wife pregnant.
Love it.
Be careful. Don't get her pregnant just because you like looking at her pregnant.
Well, then why else would I buy her some Fenty Riri Savage maternity clothes?
I think it's great. Rihanna coming out with that sexy maternity line, as women deserve it very much. Dude, my kids don't go back to school till after Labor Day. You said high school goes back next week in Milwaukee?
I'm pretty sure all of MPS is like early start for high school. They go back mañana, basically.
The kids are back on Monday?
Yeah, like high schoolers start school basically now.
Is that way they get out in the middle of May?
Yeah.
My God.
Early start, early release.
I guess.
But yeah,
interesting.
It's about to be back to school time, dog. It's kind of wild.
I haven't even looked at the back to school list. I haven't thought about school shopping. I'm still, the state fair's got to end before you even convince me to think about school. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but them boys better drive themselves to the store and get their own supplies. What are you talking about, them grown boys you got?
Like, please, I'm not buying you school supplies. What kind of student were you growing up, DZ? Were you like smart, or did you get good grades? Did you get bad grades? You went to college.
Yeah.
I mean, you got into college, so you obviously did something.
I was a hybrid, yo.
What's that
mean? I wasn't a great student, but I graduated early. So it's like I did what I needed to do. I'm a bright person. I was a bright young man.
Mm-hmm.
I was just challenging. I like to talk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't get my homework done on time like that.
Homework's stupid.
But I could skim through. I was a decent test taker and a great guesser.
So basically you're saying you got lucky every time you took a test.
I mean, in fewer words, maybe. I wasn't a great, great student though, man. I like being in school, but I like to talk so much more.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? What about you?
Do I feel you?
What
Are
kind
you
of student
me?
Were you, Allie?
I was the class clown, but I was also I don't want to say smart, because I feel like a lot of kids are smart and they just don't get put in the right potential or the right
place. I was a smart aleck.
Smart aleck, there's a way of it. But yeah, like I read a lot. I love to read. I remember getting in trouble for reading. So obviously
what?
I was like, yeah.
You got in trouble for reading?
Remember, we didn't have tech. It wasn't like you were on an iPad when you were bored. My kids go read a book on their iPad at school if they're bored. I literally would get in trouble for reading, because when I was bored, I would just get lost in a book.
Now so you can't get these kids to read at all.
No, 100%. Man. It's on an iPad and it's epic.
Right.
100%.
Some
I'm
comic book.
You.
It's usually a video anyway.
So, I mean, I was smart. I was always like, you know, in the advanced stuff, but.
You got good grades?
Yes. Or my parents would have killed me. That was the only reason.
Mm.
That was the only reason.
My
parents were educators. Like, hello, they would come for me, dude.
I feel that.
You couldn't screw around.
I do feel that.
The standards were high.
Papa Allie weren't playing that. Neither was mama.
And I was scared. I was like, okay, I'll get good grades. But good grades is relative, because people might say, well, passing is good grades.
Right. Oh, passing is a good grade to me. C's get degrees.
See
baby.
What I mean? It depends on who you're talking to here, DZ.
Sometimes D's do too.
But I was like you. I mean, I'm definitely like class clown, creative brain, like don't really want to sit and be put in a box. Okay. A lot of kids are like that,
and,
you know?
Speaking of when you were kids, right?
Yeah.
I just found a little note from, I believe, first or second grade that, of course, the talker and the potty mouth I kind of was. Nice little bright note that said, Daniel said two bad words today.
Oh.
I just wanted to let you know.
What were they that you
and
said?
And I remember, I can't say them on air.
What did they start
they
with?
They were bad. S and F.
Oh.
Yeah.
You said said those?
Yeah, I said them, and what? I said them loud. I remember the day because I got spanked for it. But it got pinned to my shirt, and I got sent home with the pin, you know? And my mom went, oh, really?
Wait, what grade?
First or second. I can't remember exactly. I was young.
No
I was,
way.
Yes, I just wanted to let you know. Daniel said two bad words today.
Oh, dude, you got the spanking.
I did.
Oh, that's funny.
That wasn't one of the what?
That wasn't one of them.
No, it was not.
Oh my gosh. Well, let's talk about what kind of students people were, since we are getting the back to school. It's hard for me to process, even though we're in August. 414-533-1037. Call us. Let us know. What kind of student were you? Were you like DZ, where you got sent home with the naughty words pinned to your shirt, but you were still a good kid and you still got good grades?
Did you have a nice new back to school fit press ready to go or what?
Did you get A's just out of fear like me? We'll talk about it next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Jelly Roll tickets at 8:40 this morning if you want to go see Jelly Roll at the AmFam Insurance Amphitheater in 9 days.
Mm-hmm. You ready?
You ready? We are talking about this morning, what kind of student were you?
Yeah.
Let's just go right to Angie in Lake Geneva, because it's been a minute since we've heard from her. She worked so hard to earn her theme song earlier this year. Angie, you gotta use it once in a while.
Angie, sound just like Riri.
Just like Riri.
Just like Riri.
100%.
Just like Riri.
Couldn't tell the difference.
Nope. Angie, what kind of student were you growing up?
Oh my God, let me tell you, I lived in the principal's office. I had my own desk with my name on it.
What did you get in trouble for all the time?
I was just being a rotten little ish. That's it. Sorry, I didn't say
Angie,
that.
You can't say that on the air. Nope.
Sorry.
Oh boy.
A rotten little turd.
just being a goofy one, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But you know what? My parents were so happy that I at least graduated.
And that's what matters. You made it. Yeah. And look at you today. Mm. Thriving.
Yes, sir.
Getting confused with Rihanna. You made it.
Angie, you had your own desk in the principal's office. We got you. Thanks for calling.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you back later.
Don't say naughty words on the air. I'm going to put you back in the principal's office.
Go get back in the office.
All right. Emily is in South Milwaukee this morning. It's not so bad to be a wife. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What kind of student were you?
Live in the office?
I was expected to be a great student. Both of my parents were teachers.
It was like me. I was ruled by fear. I came home with A's because of fear. That was it.
100%. If I got a call home for anything, even in middle school, if it was like homework, I was in so much trouble.
Ooh,
my dad taught in my like school that I went to middle and high school with.
I had no chance.
And all of my teachers knew and were just like, I can just dial 4 numbers if I need to get a hold of your father.
I know the extension. I'm internal.
What a nightmare.
What a threat. You want me to go get your dad? All day long. You want me to go tell your father?
I would never want one of my parents in my school growing up. Like, never.
I would have transferred.
It's fun in elementary when you want your parents around. In high school, I would never want my parents around, ever.
No, I go to school with my dad.
I was also the teacher's kid. And it was just like, nope.
Yeah. No, right you're under a microscope, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's also a beautiful experience. We're not that. Having your parent there and a resource, that's amazing. But then you're also like feeling a little scrutiny, like, uh-oh, my dad's around.
No, in school, we're clowns. If our parents are there, we actually act like we're not for 5 seconds.
Could you imagine somebody trying to Mac and all of a sudden, Emily, dad pull up behind her like, oh, hey, Greg.
Nobody hits on her.
Talking to my daughter.
Nobody hits on her because her dad works there.
Nope.
Unbelievable.
I was like, are you guys like watching video of my high school experience?
Emily said, oh, you saw.
Oh, really? All right. Thanks for calling, Emily.
Have a great day, guys.
You too, lady.
Lisa is in West Dallas this morning. Lisa travels for work, so I don't know if she's in town or out of town because she listens on the Odyssey app when she's out. But good morning, Lisa.
Morning. I'm actually somewhat local. Evansville area.
Hey, a local enough.
Evansville, Indiana?
No, Wisconsin.
I like that there's one in Wisconsin. I don't know where that is.
We're 30 minutes from Madison. I can still hear you guys on the regular radio today.
Really? Oh. That means we're coming in clear.
You know, it's a beautiful day. No clouds out there today, I see.
I know. Well, Lisa, what kind of student were you growing up?
I was I paid attention and listened and just had good grades as a result kid.
I skimmed by, baby. I skimmed by. I did what I needed to do.
And does it matter as an adult?
Nope.
No. It doesn't.
No, not really.
Nope.
I mean, I was able to go to college and all that fun stuff, but like throughout like middle school, grade and or high school, middle school. Oh, I'm saying that wrong. Grade school, middle school, and high school. I was on honor roll. It's early, guys.
It is.
I was on honor roll through all of that and the dean's list and all that. But I just paid attention and did my homework. It wasn't, you know, it didn't seem that hard at the time.
You know what's funny about Lisa? She reminds me of myself. She's like, I was really smart, but then she can't get the words out and she doesn't know what she's trying to say. That's the kind of stuff I do. I'm like, trust me, I was a good student.
We street smart, not word smart. We just still smart though. So tell us we're not.
Lisa, you can tell people are smart though by the way they speak.
True.
Honest to God.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, like, Lisa, I know you're smart. Duh.
Your brain works faster than you can actually talk. I mean,
technically, your brain is smart.
Mm-hmm.
Your mouth's just not.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Get out of here,
Lisa. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Last but not least, let's go to our girl Amanda in Racine this morning. Amanda. She is always on fire. First thing in the morning. I love it.
Got that energy, man.
What do you think Amanda was like as a student, DZ?
Are we going to guess?
Yeah, let's guess because we've known her enough.
All right, I'm going to guess Amanda got straight A's,
but she had a bad streak. She had like one bad time where she ended up in the office and cried.
Sophomore year, She got a B-.
And she cried.
Didn't
she? Amanda.
You guys are so nice.
No, talk to us, Amanda.
Actually, no. I was actually very mediocre. I mean, I was like as smart as a monkey, apparently.
It was mediocre.
Because I got 18 on the ACT.
Hold on, monkeys are smart.
As a monkey.
Hold on, monkeys are smart.
Monkeys
for the
are
record.
Very intelligent. What they know sign language and a bunch of stuff.
Pick a different animal if you're going to say
no,
you're dumb.
Oh, no, now I'm stupid then.
Amanda said, well, fine, I was dumber than a box of rocks then.
I was like the turtle.
What's wrong with turtles? Now we can attack all these animals. Nah, but you saying you was just very mediocre? What do you mean?
I mean, people can identify with that, though. Average.
Yeah.
Average.
Sure.
I used to have classes with my triplet brothers, my two brothers, so I'd pop Kathy off the chemistry tests and stuff and the paperwork.
I forget she's a triplet. Yeah. I always forget she's a triplet.
When you got your fam, literally, who would do your own homework? You're doing it together at home anyway. We're going to take this test together, too.
Well, and honestly, Amanda, if I can be honest, as we're talking about this, we're just reminiscing. So, like, at the end of the day, it's whatever we want our memory to be. Like, when I say I was a good student, who the hell knows? Really?
Yeah, true.
I mean, I can be making
exactly.
it up.
Pull up the records.
Like, I can't. So, believe me.
Up the records.
Trust me, I was smart. Like, who knows?
I excelled in lunch.
And recess.
Oh, you knew me in school.
Right, exactly.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Hi, it's me. I need your advice. It's me.
Bet.
It's actually not me. It's a friend of mine, but I want to see what you think about this, if you think I'm on point.
Word.
I need backup advice.
What's up?
And that's when I come to DZ and I go, what would DZ do? And then the listeners can chime in.
Fair warning, might not be good advice, but I'm here. What's the word?
It involves dating.
Okay.
But it actually, for real, isn't me for once.
It's not you.
And the person might be listening and they know who they are. I'm going to keep it under wraps, but it's a single friend of mine.
Okay.
Who has feelings for someone that they are not in a relationship with.
Okay.
They have a friend
for
with benefits.
Yeah.
Right?
They see in somebody.
They've made it clear that it's just friends with benefits. They've tried and it's not going to be anymore.
The friend or the person they're
Both.
With? Both. Okay. So
I said to my friend, let's give her a name.
Let's go Penelope.
My sister. So I said to Penelope, you need to date multiple people. You keep hooking up with the same person. Neither of you, you're not going to be together. You have feelings for the person you're hooking up with, but he has said he doesn't want to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. So I need you to go out and date other people. Which is, a lot of us get into these kind of messes where we're screwing around with somebody and it's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's a situationships in 2023.
Die fair.
It's
Touché.
A situationship.
Touche.
So I said, you need to go date other people. So she's like, well, okay. So she sets up a date with one guy. I go, no, you need to set up more dates. Because the second that you get disappointed by the one guy on the side, you're going to run back to the guy who doesn't want a relationship. You've got to move on with your life and have other options.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm following.
It's okay because, and she says, you're right. You know me too well. And I said, yeah, because what happened? The one side situationship flaked out and she wanted to call the guy with the ex. And I said, no!
Don't do it!
Don't
go to Old Faithful.
You gotta, don't go to Old Faithful. So she was like, so I was like, am I wrong though for telling her to date multiple people and keep so that she does not get mixed up with the guy who doesn't want the relationship? He's telling her he doesn't want a relationship.
I mean, are you telling her to date multiple people
yes.
at once?
Yes.
Like go on multiple dates?
Uh-huh. She has nothing else to do. Why not?
Mm.
I don't mean it like that.
Well, no, right.
Why not? She's free. She's single.
Yeah, single as a Pringle out here,
I
ready
mean,
to mingle.
No small kids. She has the freedom to
okay,
date,
okay.
you know?
Question. Do you know if this friend wants... Do you know if Penelope wants to be in a relationship?
Penelope wants to be in a relationship.
That's
See?
What's tough, dog.
Because, and I'm like, well, you're not going to get it with your friend with benefits. You're going to have to branch out and date multiple new people until you find someone.
So
you're not... Because you're going back for comfort.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just doing that for comfort right now.
And that's what they're looking for, too, is comfort. Comfort within somebody. Mm-hmm. But you're looking for comfort within the wrong body.
I didn't know if I was giving bad advice, though, because I keep it 100 that I don't want a relationship.
You keep it a buck.
Unless it hits me and I go, yeah, you're cool, I date you. But for the most part, I'm like, no, let's just, until I meet someone awesome, this is fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is dating. She's like, no, I want a relationship. So I could be guiding her wrong because I have a different mentality with dating. You
right.
following?
She no, wants, I know.
She's open. I want a relationship, well, she says.
And that's what I was going to say. Maybe this person, maybe your friend Penelope wants to only date one person because... Mentally,
she doesn't know how
you can't compartmentalize different people, and you almost don't like it. You feel wrong,
but
right?
That's what, yeah.
And everybody's different.
I get that.
I think you should more than date one person for sure until you find your body.
Mm-hmm.
That somebody is going to make you feel special like that. But if you only want to do it one person at a time, I can't knock that.
I feel like you're putting too much into one person though. If you're doing that in 2023 with dating, like it's too soon to be invested in one person immediately.
Yeah.
We know better. You know every. I said to her, everybody's dating
better.
Multiple people, whether they're telling you or not. They're talking, at least talking to multiple people.
I hear that.
If you're all single, I promise you, you're not the only one he's talking to.
It's these
I don't care
apps,
who it is.
Man, it's all
it's
these
free.
Apps.
And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to talk to multiple people. You're allowed to talk to whoever you want. You're single, but you have to talk to more than one because you're putting all your eggs in a basket. And when that falls through, you run back to the guy that doesn't
then
want the
relationship.
Then you
got yolk on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So am
yeah.
I guiding her wrong? What would you do?
In this situation,
yeah.
I think you're guiding her right.
Okay.
Because you almost want to get away from the guy that you don't want and or that doesn't want you either.
She needs a distraction.
Needs a distraction. So in this case, maybe field a couple. But I don't think, you know, you got 5 days of the week. I don't think you should put five, you know, dudes in that position.
No, but you can do two in a week easily.
There you go.
The most dates I did in a week was 3 in January when I started dating.
Boom.
3 in 1 week.
Boom. Just like that. A Monday, a Wednesday, mm-hmm. and a Friday.
And I felt nothing bad about it. I went out. I had dinner with a few people and I moved on and I met one stayed, the other two I never saw again. It's fine. That's dating.
It ain't nothing but a friendship and a meetup basically, mm-hmm. until something progresses from that.
Right.
And my advice, what I'm going to say right here,
yeah.
is you need to frame that for the friend. They're not dates. Change the perspective.
Ooh.
They are not dates.
You're
at
showing
all.
Up and if he wants some, he can lay it on thick and then you can move from there.
If
he's going to court you or not, because she wants a relationship. She wants to be courted.
Exactly. But relationships starts with just friendship first. So take it away from that. I'd say stop calling it dates and tell her to set up meetings. Just set up meetings. Zooms. But no, don't stop going on dates. Tell her to frame it differently and mentally change it, because that might be what's holding her back, the fact that she feels like she's going on too many dates, quote unquote.
I told her, go into these with no expectations, because that is 100% what I do. And when something goes good, I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
I have zero expectations now when I go out with dudes.
Yeah.
She's got expectations. Is the problem, and I'm with you on that.
I'm no guru though. I'm just saying.
No, I
just gave
right.
my advice.
Listen, let's take calls. 414-533-1037. My friend wants a relationship. She's stuck on an ex. He doesn't want to be with her. Does she date multiple people? Just one?
Or just one at a time?
I liked your advice though. I don't know.
Stop calling it dating.
We'll take your calls and texts next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
All right, talking about a good friend of mine who wants to be in a relationship. So I said, DZ, what would you do? She is stuck on a guy she used to mess with, but
mm-hmm.
I told her she needs to be dating multiple people and having no expectations.
You want Penelope out here pimping.
I want Penelope pimping. Yeah, because Penelope's stuck on a guy that doesn't want to be with her. Next.
No, for sure.
Next.
I hear that.
Next.
And I said, you need to stop framing it as dating. dating. You know, have multiple meetups mm-hmm. with friends and then let it flourish into something natural, because that's how a relationship starts, yo.
She needs a distraction. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's why I say go on multiple dates. Dan is in Waukesha this morning. Good morning, Dan. Oh, he got his own theme song, didn't he?
Oh, he did get his own theme song. Oh, my boy. Come on now.
One of our newest ones.
We got to get him right, man. Let me make sure this is all up. It's going to play nice. Hold on. You know, I'm all nervous.
He just got it yesterday.
He just got it. This is big. We playing it for the first time. You know.
Mano and T-Pain, all the above. Good morning, Dan and Waukesha.
Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing?
It's a beautiful day, man. You got this theme song rocking.
Yeah, good song.
Oh, snap.
All right, Dan.
That's what I'm talking about.
What would you do, Dan?
All right, I'm going to break it down for you guys. Truth is, this just comes down to self-love, all right? She already knows the answer. In fact, most people already know the answer to their life. They're just looking for validation, okay? All right?
Go on.
All right, that's the reason why she's asking you, is because she already knows the answer. She's just trying to confirm it. So in this case, what I'm going to tell you is she already knows. She has to move on.
I don't think she's asking me. I'm telling her. Let's be clear, Dan.
Yeah,
she would continue
yeah.
to hook up with the ex, the loser ex, and I'm like, no, this guy isn't even worth being excited about. Like, next.
But nah.
I hear about this guy.
Dan saying she's kind of, she knows what she needs to do. She just is asking you to make sure you tell her what she already knows.
Oh, I'll tell her.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at, okay? And so the truth is that she already knows the answer. She's looking for validation from you because she doesn't like the answer, okay?
Yep.
All right?
Oh, wait, this is true because, yes, because the other day, I was telling
you,
DZ.
You hear? You follow?
I love it how men have to translate. Like, I needed a man to translate another man for me, and now I'm speaking your language.
I'll man explain for Dan.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do, Papa. Yes, sir.
Do you remember the other day she said to me, Penelope said to me, oh, he's got me blinded. I go, he doesn't, though. He's telling you he doesn't want a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You got to date multiple people. And it was like I had to say that back to her. Like, he's not blinding you. He's being honest with you.
Boom.
You need to go out with other people, right?
Self-love. Like Dan said, it's about self-love.
Well,
you know what you want. You know what you need.
She's not going out with dudes. She should be.
So this is the second part to this right here. Class is in session, y'all. All right? A fisherman never uses one fishing pole if he's good at what he does. Okay? All right? You always use multiple. In this case, she's got to go ahead and start seeking out other stuff. Go ahead and have fun. You're single, girl.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank
all
you.
Right?
Yeah, just use a different ahead. Fishing pole.
Dan.
I think that's the analogy.
You ever been on a charter boats? They have several fishing poles rolling at one time.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm getting at.
You gotta find the one that fits. It's like golf clubs.
There you go. Right.
Which one works today for my game? Let's find out.
I now understand the concept of plenty of fish. Dan. Get out of here, man. No, great advice, fam.
Bye,
great
Dan.
Advice. We'll talk to you later.
All right, take care.
He's funny.
I told you I was going to like having Dan as a theme song holder.
Whoever texts it in, she needs a roster, and he's got to be on the bottom of it, that part. And I don't mean to sound shallow, but it's right. He needs to be your last call.
Yeah.
You've got to get to a place where you have, like, three in front of him. Trust me.
I'd say she got to get to a place where he's no call.
Well, yeah, but she's not there.
That's
so
the
right
goal.
Now he's the bottom.
I feel you.
Until he's kicked off.
Mm-hmm,
she's got nothing to replace him with is the problem.
Right.
See why we need to date multiple people?
Yep.
Let's go to Emma and Cudahy this morning. Day three of calling in, trying to get her own theme song. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. We're going to get that theme song. Mm-hmm. All right. But what's your advice for today? What you got for Penelope?
All right, so the way it sounds is that, this is what Ali said, that he's not ready for a relationship, but I think that she should just go on a dating app or something and try to find people like him, like type in what she wants and stuff, and then find someone who relates with her and go on app and like swipe left, swipe right on who she wants and who she doesn't.
She's so already doing that. The problem is she was talking to one guy and I go, stop talking to one guy. You need to be talking to multiple men.
Yeah, the apps are for multiples. For multiples.
Don't get on
I
an app
that.
And think you're falling in love with one dude immediately. Those are the people that are naive. Those are the men and women who are on another planet.
Fewer far in between.
It's rare. rare that you're going to get on an app and immediately you two are going to only be talking to each other.
And like, shout out to those that found the one on the apps, too.
It's real rare. Yeah. You got to date around until you're like, oh, we like each other enough to not see other people. Now we're talking.
Emma's on the same page with you, though. She's saying, add it up to the roster.
That's right.
You get on these apps and not go crazy, but add it up. Add it up.
Uh-huh.
Or, exactly. Allie, you can set her up on a date, you know?
Ooh, I like that advice better.
I'm not giving up my roster. I got my own roster I got to worry about. I've been tired over here.
Start a roster for her. I got some potential.
But see, I
field a couple offers. Mm-hmm. You could be her agent.
But see, I'm pretty...
You could be a mini Cupid.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, and maybe. I'll try that. You know, these women are so damn picky. I'll date anybody.
Emma, I like your second advice better. Allie, get her a roster.
All right, I'm working on it.
We'll talk to you later. We're going to talk to them all for day four.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bye, Emma.
Bye. All right, bye.
All right, now this is going to be an interesting call that we pull up next.
Are we going to do this?
Yes.
Are we really going to do this?
Of course we're going to do this.
Serious?
She's a character.
Oh, my goodness.
Pull up Destiny. Destiny!
Throw your hands in the air.
Somebody texted
I ran out of work. Get on the air.
Destiny.
Can I talk to the brand new freshly cut DZ? Ooh, look at the waves on the head, baby. Ooh. Hold on, seasick.
You know, they flicking. You know I'm getting there. You know what I'm saying?
DZ cut all his dreads off if you missed it.
What?
Destiny, somebody texted in and said, switch to a woman. Was that you that texted that in?
No.
Hey, play on whatever roster you want to play on, baby.
She's not very good at follow the leader, though. I mean, you're supposed to be her homegirl. You're supposed to be showing her. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
don't you know she's supposed to be? You know, it's like
y'all supposed to be double dating out here.
I'm trying to tell her.
Runs out of your favorite drink, you try something else, right?
Yeah.
You need to be trying something else and sipping them all, baby. Yeah. Go sip them all.
Yes.
How you not gonna? How you gonna know if you like
sip.
The foam or the cold foam or the not the cold foam if you ain't sipping?
Destiny, preach, because I'm with you. I think this Penelope should be dating multiple people.
Yeah.
I don't understand why she's not. She doesn't like them, just go out with them.
I don't think she liked the word dating. I don't think she likes to date multiple people. That's what I'm stuck
on. She's looking for this comfort one person thing, and she's got to get out of the comfort zone.
Nah, that dude's sipping other cups. What make you think he ain't sipping other cups?
He's without a doubt sipping other cups. But
that's what I'm saying. She need to go ahead and go from cold brew to hot brew to frappuccino brew.
Get you a little iced coffee.
Bed brew.
Penelope, I hope you're listening. I hope you're getting inspired right now.
Get you a coffee today, too. Now I want coffee.
I make a good wingman. Come on. I'll go out with you.
Destiny's with you. Let's do this. Do you remember how I told you I got Owen a phone?
Of course I remember. I'm still waiting for you to give me his number so I can prank call him.
Oh, I didn't give it to you.
Nope.
The problem is he's going to call you all day, every day, DZ. Get ready.
That's fine.
Because
just add him to the list of nieces and nephews that already call me and text me because they all got phones.
I can't believe I didn't put him in your... I got to add you to his contacts.
Yeah, add me to the emergency contact. Thank you.
I'll do it right now. Well, I wanted you to know I woke up to the funniest texts. Well, actually, I woke up and then he texted because we get up before them.
Right, right.
He texted me last night and I said, good night, I love you. And he said, Mom, I am literally in bed, good night. That was his response.
Sassy.
9:22 last night, right? And he was at his dad's. And so then I just hearted it and went to bed.
Uh-huh.
And then he texted me this morning. It's 6:50 and said, Mom, when I said this, I literally meant I was trying to sleep! ! Thanks for the notifications! !
Dude, he said you was bugging me.
Then he put angry face and said, you need to chill!
! He's using emojis!
My 11-year-old just said, you need to chill!
He told you to chill! Boy, don't get that phone taken.
I mean, he said, you need to chill. And then after that, he wrote, anyways, good morning, love. Can't wait to call you later. And I went, I'm the adult. Why is he talking to me like he's the adult?
He was fathering you. He said,
he was.
It is too late for you to be texting right now.
I mean,
I'm trying to sleep. He doesn't know about do not disturb yet.
Well, because I told him, don't you dare ever put it on do not disturb because then I can't get a hold of you.
Smart.
That's
very
why.
Smart.
So that's the only reason it wasn't on silent when he went to bed. I'm like, no. You're not putting that thing on silent.
Yeah, you'll never hear it again.
Can you believe he talked to me like that?
He boy bold.
He said, you need to chill. I wish a guy I dated would talk to me like that. How come the men I date don't talk to me like that?
They wouldn't dare.
They're afraid of me, not my kid.
Not your kid. Not your kid.
Owen said, you need to chill! !
What a goofball.
So they're going to come in next week, I think, and then we'll get to talk to him about the phone.
I mean, he better let me see the phone. What kind of games you got on it? Now I get to flip it. What games you got on your phone?
it's all...
I have to approve everything, so I always get these notifications, and it'll be like, Owen would like you to approve Monsters Smash 16. Like, you know, and it's like some stupid game, and I'm like, let me go look. Okay, it's fine. It's 4+.
They're not They're not playing Subway Surfer no more?
They are.
I love Subway Surfer.
I didn't even know Subway Surfer had a TV show. I'm like, what?
What?
That was like, they were pulling up, like, he was pulling up YouTubes of it. I was like, maybe I missed
I must have missed something.
But Subway Surfer's been around for like 10 years now.
I love Subway Surfer. I'm glad it's still out here strong. It was one of my favorites.
It's fun. So Owen got his phone. Get ready for the texts, everybody. Ooh-wee. I'll be reading them regularly. Coming up next, though, we're going to do an Am I the Jerk? That, well, I mean, DZ, I don't know. I have an opinion about this.
What's it about?
It involves using someone's membership, like, you know, Costco.
Oh, what?
Like Sam's Club.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk about it next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Let's discuss using other people's memberships. How do we feel about this? And I'm talking Costco, Sam's Club, because I feel like every day someone's like, you want me to take you to Costco?
Yeah.
I have a membership.
Yeah.
But guess what happens when I take people up on that? They get mad.
Because you're using their membership?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're paying with their money.
No, but it can be abused, I feel like, DZ. And I feel like if you use someone's Costco membership too much, you become a jerk.
I guess it is attached to your name.
You gotta like start paying for your own stuff at some point, right?
You get reckless and get kicked out of Sam's Club. And then all of a sudden they're like, what's your membership? Get me canceled because you was out here acting a fool?
My membership is under D, capital D, under capital Z.
Oh, they said, oh, he's already banned. Ma'am, you're going to have to get out. He be eating too many free samples.
We're at the free sample limit for the month on that membership.
Yep, no, I've met the limit.
I'm like, seriously, everybody's always offering to take people to Costco.
Yeah.
But then when it comes down to it, this friend of mine was like, stop asking.
Really?
I was like, am I abusing it? I don't know. Get your own. Your own. So are you a jerk if you continuously use someone's membership? Because I feel like it's one thing to once in a while go with a friend or family member to somewhere where you need a membership or even to use their Netflix.
Yeah, true. True.
But you start doing it regularly. Now you're abusing it and you just need to get your own membership.
If you're using it enough, yeah, you probably should have your own membership. But then again, man, all these memberships are so expensive.
And why are we paying to get into a store to pay more to... Yeah, I get it, yeah.
I'm all for sticking it to the man.
I'm paying for the wholesale price.
I'm all for sticking it to the man and getting it where you can. And if I got a membership that you can avoid buying one, I'm probably going to be okay with it.
So you don't want anyone to help you pay? You're paying all for all that whole membership. I'm paying nothing. I'm just on your dime right now, friend. You sure about that? Why the friend got mad?
When you frame it like that, though.
I was like, okay, now, maybe you have a point, but can I use your membership?
I sure have never been like, well, can you know you pay this month?
Because you're not the one paying the dime.
Right.
Think about it.
But we're the ones paying the yearly membership or the monthly, whatever it is.
And then you start getting resentful. And then my friend says, stop using my membership. And I go, why? And they go, because you're a jerk.
Are you the jerk if you keep using somebody's membership?
Yeah, think about it.
Oh, man, now I'm doubting it because I want to say no. Use the membership.
It's your friend. Just use the membership. And part of me is like, no, get your own damn membership. Right. Grow up.
Right, whatever, I don't care. But there's no scratching my back here. You know what I mean? Not that I'm looking for something in return, but I'm the one with the membership. I'm the one paying the annual fee. If something goes wrong, it's my name attached to this.
Yeah.
And you're reaping all the benefits of being able to shop comfortably, whole price, whatever, wholesale. Oh, man. Are you changing my outlook on how I feel about using people's memberships?
Cheryl texted in and said, I always share. Yeah, Cheryl, until somebody's bugging you on a Sunday when you're busy because they need your membership.
Cheryl
and
be now, sharing. Surprise.
And now you're busy and you got to leave what you're doing to take me to Costco, don't
you? Well, you don't technically have to go with the person, do you?
You don't, but somebody texted in and said they're starting to crack down on shared memberships. Now they're checking IDs last time I was there.
Oh, they're going back to that?
Well, because of people like me. DZ, have you not picked up on this?
They
know everybody's sharing their memberships. It's like Netflix all over again.
I hate it here.
I'm with you. Like, why do I have to pay to get into a store? But at the same time, but it's Costco and Sam's and they're fantastic.
They're
and
amazing.
You're getting all the big stuff and you go once in a while. However, using someone's membership regularly is rude. I don't care what anybody, just like if you tried to use my membership to the gym, that would be rude all the time. You want me to take you once in a while? Sure.
Sure.
Now you're asking any membership I pay for? You get your own.
Dang.
So when that was said to me, I thought, you're not wrong.
This wouldn't even be a conversation if, like, you scanned right at the door and your picture came up and you had to verify that it was you. Because I remember when Sam's, the cards actually had your picture on the back.
They did.
When I was little.
I was a Sam's girl because people were like, Costco's so much better. I'm like, I like them both.
They're the same
thing. Discriminate, man. They're like, okay, it's Costco as Kirkland's brand.
And Costco, Sam's, I don't give a damn. I know what I'm saying.
What do you want? I mean,
No, I'm sticking to my guns. No, you're not the jerk if you use the membership repeatedly.
Andrew texted in and said, sounds like your friend is greedy. I'm the friend.
It's me.
Hi. I'm the one stealing memberships. Somebody said, my sister has a Costco membership and I never ask. See, now that's the way to do it.
Mm.
Just when they offer. But if you're like me, can we go this week? Can we go next week? Can we go the week after that? It's like, come on now. Are you the jerk if you are constantly using their membership? 414-533-1037. Texts are all over the place.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to talk about it.
I can't either. We're going to take your calls and your texts next. Are you a jerk for using somebody else's membership all the time?
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, I was just asking DZ if I use someone's Costco or Sam's Club membership all the time. Am I the jerk?
We've all done it, no?
I mean, yes, well, for sure.
For the most part.
But then it became all the time, and I had a friend that got annoyed, which I get because they're paying for it.
Some of us get our own memberships, Allie.
True. Somebody texted in and they said, Allie, like men, you need to get a rotation of Costco friends. Touche, my friend. You're right.
There you go.
You're not wrong. Let's go to Scotty in Sussex this morning. Scotty. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah, man. So what's the word? What do you think? Is it a jerk situation if you're constantly using somebody's memberships?
I'd have to say so. I mean, if you're constantly using it, mm-hmm. probably a jerk. But, mm-hmm. I mean, it's basically like you're mooching off of them.
Yeah, ooh. So.
I'm a self-proclaimed mooch. What?
No, Scotty, real talk. If it was the other way around, I'd be annoyed. So I'm not going to lie. Like, I get why the friend gets annoyed. You're using their membership. It's like, get your own enough already. Now you're inconveniencing me enough.
You go more than I do, dog.
Yeah, right?
Probably.
It's rude.
That's probably what it is. You go more than a homie. And they're like, oh my God, this is your membership now. Are you going to pay? How about I pay you for the membership?
See?
We'll split it.
And that's why they think I'm a jerk. And that's why Scotty thinks I'm a jerk.
Don't get me wrong. It'd be great. Like, I would probably do that too. I'd be like, this is awesome. I'm getting all the perks and I don't have to pay anything, you know?
True.
Right. I've got it figured out. What's the problem?
You taking advantage of your friend's good nature.
Yeah, I am.
Wow, Allie. No, stop it.
No, but it's a Costco card. Let's chill out for a second. Okay?
Come on, man.
Somebody said, jerk if you ask, not a jerk if the card holder asks you to come. So if I ask my friend, take me, but if they just say I'm going, come with me, then I'm not a jerk.
Then you're good.
All right. Well, Scotty,
I hear that.
Scotty says jerk, though.
Little loophole in the system.
You gotta find one.
Loophole's my middle name. What's up?
Well, I'll let you later, Scotty. Appreciate
your
call.
Scotty, do you want to go with me and my friend to Costco later?
Yeah, I might have to. If you're asking, then yeah, for sure.
It's a team trip. We're all going.
It's not my membership. I'm inviting you to go with the other friend who has the membership. Would you die if I showed up with more people?
Hey, can I come with you? I got a couple things to buy. I don't want to use my membership. I want to use y'all's. That's all.
Stomach hurts. Okay, y'all, bye, Scotty. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate you, dog.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day.
You too, fam.
Let's go to Milo in Neshota this morning. Good morning, Milo.
Good morning.
All right, jerk or not a jerk for using the friend's membership all the time at Costco?
I say not a jerk.
Yes.
Things are expensive, man. You got to cut corners where you can.
Save
at their expense.
At their expense. I mean, I'm cutting corners for you? Hold on. I said not the jerk, but I think I'm leaning towards jerk now.
I'll buy you a 12-pack of chicken.
Okay, bet. I'm good. Yeah, for sure. Throw in a 6-pack of beer and we good.
Right. Maybe that's the solution.
Like, do a grocery load for them one day.
No.
And be like, my payment.
See, now I'm buying my own. Now I'm getting my own membership. You say I gotta buy their groceries.
That was too much hassle? No.
If I had the choice.
Milo, we're not fixing the situation at all.
We sound like horrible people, and I love it. Okay, so Milo says not the jerk, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Fair enough.
I agree.
We appreciate you, Milo. We're going to keep using the memberships. Have a good day.
Thanks, Milo. Bye. Saucy Sandra's on the phone. I'm dying to hear what she has to say. We're talking about using other people's memberships because I was using my friends all the time.
I'm different. Hey there, hey, my friend.
Hey, Saucy. What do you say?
I want to make sure this ludicrous thing, is it undercover?
Hold on.
Are we going to have a cover on top of us?
What are you talking about? Oh, Sandra,
when we go to Ludacris on Friday. Oh. You're not the jerk.
Okay, thank you. I was like, we'll talk about Ludacris off the air. Hold on. Okay.
I just wanted to make sure I'm not getting all wet, but you are totally not the jerk.
You know
jerk.
What? You got free tickets. If you get wet, you're getting wet, Sandra, and that's all there is to it.
Sorry, and I'll be dancing in the rain.
Thank
It'll
you.
Be great.
That's my girl.
It'll be good time.
Hey.
Okay. Yes, but you are totally, you are totally not the jerk. Yeah. I mean, really, in actuality, those memberships are really not that expensive. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if you are to get them some for like $10, even $20, here you go. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
So just buy them something and move on with my life.
I mean, they're like $50 memberships anyways, like you, Sam's Club. Mm-hmm. So it's really not that much. I actually used to do that with one of my friends, but then I felt as though I was being taken advantage of because I was getting them things.
See?
And they would really take advantage of that.
You're like the friend who said, stop using my membership because you've been on the other side. And you went, well, now this is getting annoying. Now I do feel taken advantage of, you know?
I was not on that side because I didn't have the membership.
She was using the membership. She's the shady one. I misunderstood. Sorry.
It was a whole slip.
Yeah, no, I was still shady, though, because, I was the one who was buying things, and then they'd be like, oh, this one's dirty, and we'll get
Sandra.
This every single time. And it was like, this is kind of ridiculous. I should just buy my own.
Right. Now I'm overpaying for the membership. I would have saved money.
Six months, I'm like, no, I'll go get my own.
That's my point. If you start asking me to buy you stuff, I might as well get my own.
You're totally not the jerk.
Stacy from Sheboygan said, not a jerk. I get a kickback at the end of the year for my Costco membership. Your purchase would help me get a bigger check.
Sound like you got somebody to go with now. Right. Stacy, what up?
Thanks, Saucy.
Yep, no problem.
Okay.
Later.
So they say not the jerk overall. Ashley had one point, though. We can pull her up quick. Ashley said there was one. It depends on one thing. Ashley, what does it depend on?
It depends if it's an executive membership.
Wait, why does that matter? What's the difference?
That's how you get the kickback. Executive membership, you get that kickback, and then it pays for your next year Costco membership.
Duh.
So then your purchase is getting me more money back, so I got more money to spend.
Wow.
Hey, hold on. Now we talking.
I was doing it wrong the whole time by using the friend's car.
You better get your own membership. Yeah. Come on now. You could be capitalizing. You could be making money off of friends.
You had me at executive.
You get that in like November. You get that kickback. That pays for Christmas dinner right there, baby.
Boom!
Damn.
We needed Ashley. She brought the hammer down.
Well, now I want to know if my friend's the jerk for taking advantage of me because they're getting
executive membership.
Oh, no.
Is your friend the jerk for taking advantage of you using their membership?
I was getting had the whole time. I was the one getting played. This is my life story.
Little did you know they were making money off of you the whole time.
I thought I was in control and I was getting played. Look at this.
Ashley. Oh, that was so good. We appreciate your
call, Ashley. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Have a good day. Bye. He said they was making money off of you
the whole time. Getting mad at me for using it.
And I felt bad using their membership.
Unbelievable.
You've been paying for their groceries.
I feel like we just went on an emotional roller coaster, DC.
Wow. What just happened?
I don't know. Damn. Well, I guess I'm on my way to Costco.
Get an executive membership?
Get an executive membership. Not the jerk today, Kiss FM.
Wild.
600,000, 100,000 a night. Six nights.
Can't count that high.
It's crazy, right? And she probably could have done another. And she would have sold it.
Could you imagine her going 10 nights in a row?
No.
A million people in 10 days?
No.
Yo, she could.
Oh my God, did you pull my, and now we're not going to play
she
her.
She could.
Can we play Taylor Swift next? You're going to be mad at me.
I mean, what? Oh, no, man. We could always play a little Taylor Swift. You said you want to hear Taylor?
I said I pulled my cool
You said you want to hear Taylor?
Even though the Swifties know this song is old, it's new to a lot of people.
You said something about Taylor? Come on, dog. Oh.
You had me at Cruel Summer, okay? I love that song. So yeah, Taylor Taylor Swift. I just had to point that out. But we've got your Jelly Roll tickets less than an hour because he will be in town in 9 days.
Wow.
Not Taylor. Jelly Roll tickets just as good, I promise you. It's coming up next.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Most people know who Megan Thee Stallion is, but yesterday I had multiple people turn to me and go, you do the Hollywood Dirt. What's this Tory Lanez? What happened? Because all of a sudden they saw that a man was sentenced to 10 years in prison. But then they all of a sudden they want to know more about the story.
I'm like, now you care.
I'm like, this story's been out for a while. This happened a long time ago. Yeah. But, you know, Megan Thee Stallion essentially was dating Tory Lanez. Lane's a rapper from Canada, and he shot her in the foot inside of a car outside of a party at Kylie Jenner's house. This happened a while ago. A
whole lot of drama went down, and it took a whole lot of time to figure it out.
There was a whole lot of trials and people back and forth, and he said, she said.
And then she said something else, and then a different she said something different.
Because at first, I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like at first she tried to defend him, like in a lot of domestic violence cases, and then Megan kind of came to immediately and was like, did she ever for 1 second?
Everybody was trying to make this go away, and then somebody on somebody's team went, no, this ain't going away.
And then, which is good, it shouldn't, because domestic violence ain't no joke.
No, it sure ain't.
But he got 10 years in prison.
Yeah.
He thought that was harsh, but let me find all the things that he was charged with. Negligent discharge of a firearm, assault with a semi-automatic firearm, and carrying a loaded and unregistered firearm. And they said he could get deported to Canada, but he didn't so far.
Won't. He won't.
But Tory Lanez got, you know, sentenced to 10 years in prison for shooting Megan in the foot.
I ain't gonna lie, he might want to get deported. 10 years in Canada prison sounds better than 10 years in an American prison. I'm just
can't shoot
say.
Your girlfriend, though. Sorry. Though I feel nothing. Think about it when you say it out loud.
Hey, prison is prison, man.
Bye. Like, what do you want me to say, dude? The end. So that's it. Do not forget, we've got those tickets to see Jelly Roll, who's going to be in town in 9 months. Which, by the way, if you don't know who Jelly Roll is, think about if you're listening and you hear, Jelly Roll, I've got tickets to see Jelly Roll. It's a real artist.
Not the sweet treat, the artist.
And Jelly Roll will be coming to town in 9 days to the AmFam Insurance Amphitheater. So we're hooking you up with tickets. And these are a hot ticket, we found out.
I don't
Very
know
hot.
Who don't know about Jelly Roll, but you better get in to know.
I know about
it's Jelly Roll.
Roll. But, you know, I'm just
somebody
in case.
Might not.
Everybody
somebody
wants
might
to
not.
Go.
That's right.
Everybody wants to go. Coming up next, though, I have to tell you a story about my neighbor and how far he drove in southeastern Wisconsin to pick up something that he was tracking. You know when you track things?
Oh, yeah.
And you know when they say it's coming to you,
I
but it's
know
not
where
there
it,
yet?
And you impatient and eager to get it?
Wait till I tell you.
I know where this is going.
What my crazy neighbor did. This is the funniest story I've heard all week. It involves a business locally and what he did.
Okay. Say less.
I gotta tell you this. I'm like, I can't wait to tell you next.
Word.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. You ready for this story, DZ?
You said crazy neighbor, tracking packages, and you won't believe it. I am ready. Tell me. Talk to me.
I have the funniest neighbor, my crazy neighbor, Randy. He knows who he is. He's hysterical.
Shout out crazy Randy.
He's hysterical.
Word.
And I went over there. They live across the street, and our kids are the same age. I'm friends with his wife. I went across there, and this guy started telling me a story, and I said, I am telling this on the air. This is so funny.
What'd he do?
Well, the other day, he came over, and he said, yo, let me get your trimmer. And I said, sure. And I handed him my Black & Decker, you know, weed trimmer.
Oh, yeah, a little weed whacker.
Yeah. He said, mine's broken. I said, have at it. Return it when you're done. Bye.
I know where you live.
That's what neighbors do all the time.
Right.
So he takes it, and he brought it back. And then I look over one day, and I see he's bought one for himself, and he's using his new one. And it's green. So I'm like, oh, you got a Ryobi. I know that color. I know the brand.
Oh, competitive brand, I see.
I don't know a lot, but I've owned a house long enough to know the brand colors. That's no Black & Decker. So he's like, yeah, I got it. Well, it turned out that he got this new weed whacker, and he liked it, but there was something wrong with the part. He needed a part replacement.
Oh, sure.
So he actually contacts the company and says, I need this part, and they said, no problem. We'll ship it to you.
Ship it right to you, sir.
So what does my neighbor do? He starts tracking it. This part.
Normal.
He wants this part. And the part arrives in West Bend to wherever the dealer locally is.
And y'all stay in New Berlin.
We're in New Berlin.
Right. Mind you, West Bend and New Berlin.
30 to 40 minutes at least.
Depending on where you live in
at
each.
At least 30 to 40 minutes. This MF got in the car and drove to West Bend because he saw it had been tracked and that it had arrived and he had heard from no one and he didn't like that.
It was only at the facility though, dog.
He drove to West Bend and he said, I said, you drove to West Bend? He goes, uh-huh. He goes, I won the part.
Your neighbor was on one.
He says he walks in, and they're like, and he's like, hey, I got a notification. my part's here.
It's been delivered.
And they, he said, the guy looks at him, he goes, what? And he's like, I got a notification, my part. And he goes, I don't know, sir. We have to process. And he goes, well, according to the tracking, it's in this building, so I'll wait.
Somebody already processed. It says it's here.
Right.
Yo.
And he said, the guy was like, well, sir, we have like a whole system. And my neighbor Randy goes, yeah, well, I got a yard full of weeds and my in-laws are coming, so you better find that part.
Oh. Oh, buddy had no time to waste. He had to get that yard work done.
I said, Randy, you could have used mine again. He goes, Nope. This guy, instead of using mine, drove to West Bend and looked at this guy and said, I need the part. I know it's here because of the tracking. So the guy said, well, sir, we have to process.
Yeah.
And Randy said, well, I'm not leaving till I process that thing in my car, so I'll wait.
Oh, he got time today. Randy had time today.
And he said, the guy then went, okay. So the guy went and got the package. I said, how long did it take to process it
quote
for you.
Unquote.
He goes, 10 minutes.
Oh, tops.
He goes, and then I left. So he went there. They looked at him like he was crazy. He said, no, it's in this building and you're going to find it.
Y'all going to get it.
And the guy's like, that's not how we do it here. And he's like, too bad.
It is today.
My in-laws are on the way.
It is today.
When he said that, he told him, my in-laws are on the way. You better figure it out. I just lost it.
Man.
I was like, Randy, only you would drive all the way to West Bend to get a part because online it said it arrived.
Question.
I would have waited and used my neighbors.
Was it supposed to be delivered to his house?
Yes.
So he cut it off.
He wasn't
going to wait another 24 hours for it to get delivered to the house. He said, nah, it's at your processing facility. I'm about to go process it into my car. Yo.
He said that to the guy.
He's no longer crazy, Randy. He's respect, Randy.
Isn't that hysterical?
I salute it.
He's a problem solver, honestly.
He's a go-get it. Oh, it's here. I'm going to go get it.
I still can't believe he drove all the way to West Bend from New Berlin to get a part.
Couldn't be me, G. I'm trying to think if I do that.
Never.
There's nothing that I feel like I need that badly where I won't wait.
Would use yours instead. I would go back across the street and use my neighbor's. I would never drive to West Bend to get a part for a weed whacker, by the way. It was all for a weed whacker.
He must really not like your Black & Decker weed whacker. he drove all the way to West Bend just to use his Ryobi? I would have borrowed the other neighbor's Nikita. Where's the Milwaukee neighbor at?
Where's the Milwaukee tool? No, come on.
Oh, that's too far. He's down the block. I ain't walking all the way to the corner.
This guy, I said, that is the best story I've heard. So now when I see something is tracked, I'm never going to feel bad again driving wherever I got to drive to show up and pick it up. Because,
you do that?
You
drive to go pick it up?
No, but I know I could.
Man.
It's my point. So like when you see, because the funny thing is, DZ, if I get a notification that says, hey, your Amazon package will be there later today because it's at a facility, I'm like, nah, I'm good. Like, it's like, you can come pick it up. I'm like, I'd rather wait 3 days before I go pick it up.
Yeah.
I would wait 3 days before I would go pick it up. That's how much of a not going to the facility person I am.
If I needed it that bad, I would have paid for the express. You know, yeah. I would have overnighted it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have pulled up to the facility. It's already the convenience of being delivered to my doorstep. Mm-hmm. Like you said, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to borrow the neighbors.
Thank you.
Let me get that Black & Decker weed whacker real quick.
Right.
Like, are you kidding me? He's bold.
He is bold. And that was my story of the day to motivate everybody. Next time you're not doing anything, you're just sitting there going, I'll wait. Just know there's a guy named Randy.
Don't.
Who's not afraid to drive. All the way to West Bend and get the part that's there.
He don't care at all.
He doesn't care, man.